Chapter 38. Sorensen was holding her Glock two-handed again, steady and straight and level, feet properly planted, weight properly braced. She was less than 4 yards from Reacher. Her head was turned again, to the side just a little, the same way as it had been before, as if quizzically. The same strand of hair was over the same eye. She said,
"Look at it from my point of view. What's my alternative? What else am I supposed to do? We lost the hostage, so the game has changed. Now it moves up a level. And we need to start with an arrest or we'll be crucified. You understand that, right?"
Reacher said, "Are you apologizing to me?"
"Yes, I suppose I am. I'm very sorry. But you know how these things work. If you are who you say you are, that is."
"I am who I say I am. You're a very suspicious woman. A person's feelings could get hurt."
"I have to be suspicious. But I'm sorry about that, too."
Reacher smiled just briefly. "I must say this is a very civilized arrest. Could be the politest ever. Apart from the gun, that is. You don't need it. Where am I going to escape to?"
"Forgive me, but I need the gun. You're a legitimate suspect, and you have valuable information. I'm sure my SAC would prefer to airbrush the Omaha field office right out of this whole thing altogether, but it's far too late for that now. So he's got to be able to show something for a night's work, either a suspect or a material witness, and you're one or the other. Maybe you're both."
"Suppose I don't want to go to Omaha."
"She'll wait."
"Who will?"
"The woman in Virginia. Or maybe she won't. Or maybe she's already forgotten all about you. But whatever, that's all on hold now."
"I wasn't thinking about Virginia. I agree, that's on hold now. I was thinking about Iowa, right here, right now. This is where the trail starts, with those tire tracks."
Tire tracks.
Reacher glanced behind him at the yard-wide skim of mud on the edge of the road, but he couldn't see what he needed to see. Sorensen said,
"Where the hell do you think you are? In the movies? You're a civilian. This isn't your trail. This isn't my trail anymore, either. We lost the hostage, remember? An innocent woman, an innocent member of the public, a carjacking victim, a mother, for God's sake. You get that? There's going to be a big task force now, dozens of people, maybe even hundreds. An assistant SAC leading it at the very least. There's going to be media, cable news. It's all going to be way above my pay grade. They're going to hide me away like an idiot child. So there's nothing for either one of us here in Iowa. Not now. Get used to it."
Reacher said, "The trail will go cold before the task force even gets here."
"There's nothing we can do about that."
"There is. We can stop wasting time. We can make a start."
"Have you got unemployment insurance?"
"No."
"Neither do I. So don't include me in your harebrained schemes."
"Okay. I can make a start."
"How? You're a civilian. You're one man. You have no resources. What could you possibly do?"
"I could find them."
"Because?"
"I've found people before."
"And then what?"
"I could impress upon them the error of their ways."
"An eye for an eye?"
"I'm not interested in their eyes."
"I can't let that happen. It would be a crime in itself. There has to be due process. Let the law take care of it. That's the price of civilization."
"Civilization can go sit on its thumb. I liked Del Fuenzo. She was a nice woman. Brave, too. And smart. And tough. She worked all evening at a shitty job, and still she was thinking right to the end."
"I don't dispute any of that."
"They open the wrong door, Julia. They get what they get."
"From you? How so? Who died and made you king of the world?"
"Someone has to do it. Are you guys going to?"
Sorensen didn't answer.
Reacher said, "I'll take that as a no, shall I?"
Sorensen shrugged, and then she nodded reluctantly, as if despite herself. She said,
"There's another call I have to make."
"To?"
"A county sheriff back in Nebraska. Del Fuenzo's daughter is about to wake up."
"I'm sorry."
"So I need to put the cuffs on you. I need to put you in the back of the car."
"That's not gonna happen."
"This is not a game."
"It's gonna rain," Reacher said. "We're gonna lose the tire marks."
Turn around,
Sorensen said.
Hold your hands out behind you.
Have you got a camera?
What?
A camera, Reacher said. Have you got one?
Why?
We need pictures of the tire marks before it rains.
Turn around,
Sorensen said again. Let's make a deal.
What kind of a deal?
You lend me your camera, and I'll take pictures of the tire marks while you make your call to the county sheriff.
And then what?
And then we'll talk some more.
About what?
About my personal situation.
What's my other option?
You don't have another option.
I'm the one with the gun here.
Except you're not going to use it. We both know that. And you have my word. I won't run. You can trust me. I swore an oath, too, in the army. A bigger oath than yours.
I have to take you back with me. You understand that, right? Omaha has to do something right tonight.
You could say you never found me.
The motel keeper knows I did.
You could shoot him in the head.
I was tempted.
Do we have a deal?
You have to come back with me afterwards.
That wasn't in the deal. Not yet. Not technically. That was to be decided later. I said, and then we'll talk some more.
If you're telling the truth, you have nothing to worry about.
You still believe stuff like that? Sorensen said.
Yes, I do.
Reacher said nothing.
Weigh it up,
Sorensen said.
Think about it. Make a choice. You have no car, no phone, no contacts, no support, no help, no backup, no budget, no facilities, no lab, no computers, and you have absolutely no idea where those guys have gone. You need food and rest. You need medical attention for your face. But I could leave you here like that. Right here, right now, alone, in the middle of nowhere with the rain coming. Then I'd be fired, and guess what? You'd be hunted down like a dog anyway.
Reacher said, what's my other option?
Come back with me to Omaha, help us out, and maybe even pick up some information as you go along, to do with as you wish.
Information from where?
From who, not from where.
Okay, from who?
From me.
Why would you?
Because I'm improvising here. I'm trying to find a way to get you in the car.
So now you're the one offering a deal.
And it's a good deal. You should take it.
Reacher took his photographs while Sorensen called the county sheriff back in Nebraska. It was a digital camera. He half remembered maybe once taking a picture with a cellular telephone, but apart from that vague possibility, the last time he had handled a camera had been back in the age of film. Not that it made much difference, he assumed. In both cases, there was a lens and a little button to press and a little thing to look through. Except there wasn't. There was no viewfinder hole. Instead, the operator had to do the whole thing on a tiny television screen, which meant working with the camera held out at arm's length and walking backward and forward, like a man in a hazard suit with a Geiger counter. But he got the two shots he wanted, and he headed back to the car. Sorensen was through with her call by then. It hadn't been fun by the look of it. Not a barrel of laughs. She said,
okay, let's go. You can ride in the front.
He said, look at the pictures first. The rain started to fall. Big, heavy drops, some of them vertical, some of them sideways on the gusting wind. They got in the car, and he passed her the camera. She knew how to use it. She toggled forward and then back again.
You only took two pictures,
she said. Two was all I needed.
Two of the same thing?
They're not of the same thing. The rain hammered on the Crown Vic's roof. Sorensen looked at the first photograph very carefully, and then the second, just as carefully. They were both close-ups of tire marks in the mud, apparently the same tire and the same mud. She went back and forth between them, once, twice, three times. She said,
okay, they're identical. And they're from the car that you turned, correct? So what are they, left and right, or front and rear?
Neither, Reacher said.
So what are they?
Only one is from the car that you turned.
What about the other one?
That's from your car,